Batav Zayin. Today's daf is being studied in the Mishpat of Ram Ben Esther, by Yosef Ben Sabutu, Hashem Tenechem Began Eden, Amen. We are studying today's daf of Asher Ema Daniel Ben Esther, and Moshe Ben Malka, and Le'ab Bat Rachel. Ena Refernan, and Chol Chol Amo Yisrael, Amen. We begin today's daf on Vav Amud Bet. We are starting 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines on the bottom. This was part of the long braita that we had on Vav. Bottom. Amar Mor. Abad Yamu Bek'a. Yam is ocean. Sea. Bek'a is a valley. Va Estavanit. Those are the benches in front of the stores. Va Karmelit. And a Karmelit. And I'm not Kishut Yachid, but no Kishut Rabim. So all these items, they don't have a status of a Rishut Yachid, and they don't have a status of a Rishut Harabim. So we called it that was a Karmelit, actually. So Yamara says, regarding Bek'ah, the Bek'ah, Eno, Lo Kirshut Yachid, Velo Kirshut Rabim. Bek'ah, you tell me, is like a Karmelit. It's not a Rishut Yachid, it's not a Rishut Rabim. Batenan, Bek'ah, the valley, Bimo Tahama, in the summer. The summer wasn't planted. There was no Zeraim in the summer. They don't plant until the rainy season. So there's no plantage in the Bek'ah, in the Bimot HaHama. Reshut HaYachid LeShabbat. For Shabbat, it's considered a Reshut HaYachid. Because people don't really walk in a valley. It's a private area. Not only that, Reshut HaRabim, the Tum'ah. When it comes to Tum'ah items, we have a question. Let's say you have a Sefek. If there was Tum'ah in a certain place, so it depends where it is. If it's Rishut HaRabim, we say Sefek Tum'ah, Rishut HaRabim, Sefek Tahor. Rishut HaYachid, if we have Tum'ah, we say Sefek Tameh. What's the reason for that? Where do we learn Sefek Tum'ah from? We learn from Sota. Sota is a lady that was secluded. She was secluded with a man. So what does the Torah say? It says, oh, she was secluded with the man. And we don't know if she's what she did with the man or not. We don't know if she actually did the Avera or not. So what do we say? Torah says that Safek Tum'ah of a Sota in Reshut HaYachid, we treat her that she is Tume'ah, so she drinks. So from there we learn to not a Tum'ah of Sota. Sota is a Tum'ah that she was not loyal. But we say from here that Safek Tum'ah is Tame'ah. But where is the Sota? Sota is in the Reshut HaYachid. Where does she have seclusion with a man? Reshut HaYachid. So the Gemara says, from here, Safek Tum'ah, Reshut HaYachid, Sefeko Tame'ah. Reshut HaRabim, Sefeko Tahor. Now a valley is not a place of seclusion. You can't compare it to the case of Sota to say it's a Vinistera, it's a place of seclusion. Valley is an open place. So therefore, legabet tumah, we're treating like a reshut harabim. The devil sefek tumah in the valley is sefeko tahor. But legabet shabbat, it has a deal of reshut yachid because people do not go into that area. It's not a public thoroughfare. That's bimot hama. Bimot geshamim during the rainy season. The rainy season, now they plant. They put the seeds over there, and now the Gemara says Reshut HaYachid Lekan Ulekan. Now it becomes a Reshut HaYachid, not for Shabbat, but it becomes a Reshut HaYachid even for Tum'ah. Why does it come for Tum'ah? Because now once you're planting it, so now nobody goes in that field over there. It becomes totally secluded because nobody wants to ruin the seeds that are planted. So it becomes totally off limits. So now it becomes like a place of Vinistera. It becomes a place of seclusion. But what do you see from over here? It's not a Karmelit. You told me in the Braita, oh, Bek'ah is a Karmelit. Here we see it's Reshut HaYachid, Reshut HaYachid. Read the Rashis. We're starting the Rashis, Bimot HaHama. Bimot HaHama, She'en Ba'zera'in, there's no plant, there's no seeds there. Reshut HaYachid, Shabbat, Dehalav, Hiluch L'Rabimu. It's not Hiluch L'Rabim, the Rabim does not walk over there. She'en Rabim Mestalikim in a Mesidah, Lelech Mesadeh. Exactly. The Rabim doesn't leave the normal path to walk through a field. So this was not a Reshut HaYachid. It's a private place. However, the Reshut HaRabim le Tum'ah, ve Sefeko Tahor, דהלב מקום סתירה, it's not a place of seclusion, שיש בני אדם נכנסים, and the people go there. זה ספק תומעה לתמה, regarding ספק תומעה, where do we learn from מסותה? גם נינה, we learn from סותה. ואתם סתירה כתיב, so it's a סתירה, סתירה means there was a seclusion. ונסתרה, והיא נטמעה. וממקום סתירה, תמאה היא. לבעלה מספק, ומכאן אתה דן לשרץ. You learn if you have a ספק, תומת שרץ בשוט הרבים. בימות הגשמים, שהיא זרועה, where it's planted, אין אדם נכנס, nobody enters it at all. The Gemara says, how do you tell me that we have, then this quote over here is a, it's a Mishnah in Taharot. It's a Mishnah. Right, I can't go against the Firush Mishnah that's calling it a Reshut Yahid. You tell me that Tamar Mo, it's a Karmelit. Gemara says, no problem. Amar Ula, Le'olam Karmelit. It is a Karmelit. Ve'amai Kari La Reshut Yahid, Lefi She'en La Reshut Rabbim. Is that what it said in the Mishnah, Reshut Yahid? Lav Dafka. It meant it's a Karmelit. Wow, but it's called Reshut Yachid. They love that. It means Reshut Yachid, Reshut Rabin. Okay, it sounds like a little Dohak answer. That you tell me a Mishnah that knows the four domains and choose to use the wrong domain, even though I meant to call it a Karmelit, but it meant it's Reshut Yachid, it's meaning it's not a Reshut Rabin. Okay? She says, the Olam Karmelit too, that Zorek Reshut Rabin. And if you threw something into the Bekaah from Reshut Terabim, it's not like you threw from Reshut Terabim to Reshut Yachid, you'd be Chayav. No, you throw from Reshut Terabim to the Bekaah, you're Patur, because it's going from Reshut Terabim to a Karmelit. That's what Ulaz is. Rabashe says something else. Rabashe Amar. Kegon de'it la mechitzot. You ask me a question from the Mishnah over there in Taharot. That Bek'ah was a Reshut Yachid. Because that Bek'ah had walls. Oh, when a Bek'ah has walls around it, it has Din of a Reshut Rabin. Over there that we said it's a Karmelit. There's no walls. So we're talking about two different cases. One, the Bek'ah is fenced in. If it's fenced in, it has a Din of a Reshut Yachid. Even though it's an interesting thing here, this valley is humongous. We have whole discussions that we learned in Masechet Erubin. If you have a valley or a field that's so big and you make mechitzot around it, these mechitzot are made for a valley. There's no dwelling here. There's no dirot. There's no residency over here. So we had a big discussion what that status is. So Rashi reminds us of that. Mashmeinan that even though it's greater than the shi'ud of bet sataim is the amount of acreage that you would plant two se'ah of grain. How much is that basically? It's 70 by 70. 70 amma by 70 amma. That's the shi'ud. Or 50 by 100. 50 by 100, but when you square it, to be 70 by 70. So that din, velo kaf ledira, not only that, lo kaf ledira, wasn't walled for a residency purposes. She'en bayit, or she'en beto samukhla, kodem ekev. There was no houses over there before they actually walled it. Ul'enyan letaltel letocha, avya ke kamelit, ke kamlinam be'erubin. To carry inside this item over here, we learned the Masechet Erubin that has a din of a karmelit she'en metaltalim bo ela bedalet. You can only carry up to 4 amot in the karmelit. Afilu hachi deoraita reshut rabimi, which means we treat it deoraita. We're going to be strict and we're going to call it reshut yachid vazorek reshut rabim letocha chayav. So therefore, it is reshut yachid, which means we take it both sides. Which means to carry inside of it, if it's a reshut yachid, carry as much as you want. Carry from one fence to the other fence. No. Since it's very big, and at the time that they fenced it, there was no residencies over there. We'll see why that makes a difference. So therefore, we're going to treat it like a reshut harabim, nafkamina, that you can't, we're going to treat it as a karmelit, I should say, that you won't be able to carry inside it itself more than 4 amot. I say, oh great, Rabbi, it's a karmelit. So you mean if I throw something into it, I'll be patur. If I throw something from the shoot Rabim into this wall, no. It's a reshut hayahid. And if you throw something into it, you're going to be hayam midrabanan. We treat it like a karmeli to be strict. Anyway, what do you see over here? That there's a nafkamina on a valley if it has walls. So you have to ask a question. What's the deen of a valley? So your question has to be back is, does it have walls or not? Oh, if it has walls around it, it's a reshut hayahid. It doesn't have walls around it, it's a deen of a reshut of a karmeli. So comes the Gemara and says, now Ashir is going to prove his point. He's going to prove that he's right. Where is he proving it from? From the Yohanan. V'chi ha the Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Yohanan. Now this is unbelievable because he's going to bring a proof from Ula. Now if you remember, Ula already answered the Braita differently. Ula was the first rabbi that answered that really it's a Karmelit, and the Braita and the Mishnah that said Rishuti Yachid is Lav Dafka. The Braita just meant to say it's not a Rishut Rabim. And now Rav Asher gives another answer. No, the Mishnah over there that said Rishut Yahid, it is Rishut Yahid. And I'll prove it to you from Ula. It's funny because Ula himself didn't even go this way. The Gemara is going to ask, if that's Ula, so let Ula say this. Why did Ula have to give another answer if he himself is the source of the answer of Rav Asher? We'll see that in the Gemara. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Shekhar Gemara. V'chiyad Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Yohanan. Karpif. What's a karpif? That's an open area that's not roofed. That's again also surrounded by walls. Yoter mi bet satayim. It's more than bet satayim. It's very big here, more than 70 by 70. Shelo hukaf ledira, which means it wasn't walled for residency. Which means at the time that they walled it, there were no houses next to it. They built the houses only after, but it was just an open area. Va'afilu kor, even if it's the size of a kor, the kafah we want. Bet satayim is to plant 2 se'ah. A kor is to plant 30 se'ah. 30 se'ah is humongous. Va'afilu korayim, even if it's as big as korayim is 60 se'ah. Doesn't matter. Hazorek letocho hayav. Bottom line, you throw into it from the Shutrim Hayab. My Tama, Mechitzahi. Bottom line, the wall to wall. I don't care how big the area that's inside the walls. You put walls there. Ela Shemechoseret Diyudin. Which means all it's missing is what? People that are living there. Nobody's living there. And then it's Domet the Shut Harabim in that sense, that you don't have anybody living there. But bottom line, there's walls. The walls, you go after the walls. So just like in this case over here, with the karpef, with the walls are as a dim reshut al yachid, so to bika'ah. Nobody's living in the bika'ah. But the walls make it a shut. So therefore, Rabbi Rashi brings an ayah from this case over here. Look at Rashi. Ula da'amar. Kid ula da'amar. Mechitzahi. It's called the wall. Leklot reshut al yachid. Ela shemechoser dira. Therefore, inside of it, you can't carry. Because if you look at it, you say, well, this item looks like a reshut harabim of it. Nobody living here, so no private houses. So you can't carry four amot inside like a reshut harabim. So it's always a reshut harabim, beautiful. So therefore, if I throw from the reshut harabim into this place over here, reshut harabim, no problem. No, you have a problem. Because with the right, it's reshut. Because of the walls. Okay, that's also it can get in. She just bothered. Hey, there's a fence around the whole thing. How are you getting into this field over here? So there's the doors, so you can go in and out. Okay. Of course, if you throw in, if it's Yahid, then you throw from the shooter a beam into it. You throw from the shooter into the shooter. Hayab. That's not a characteristic, that's a result. Characteristic of the Shuti Yachid is it has walls. That what makes the Shuti Yachid. Nafkamina would be is if you throw into it from the Shuti Rabim. So the Hadush is even though there's no houses at the time that you put the walls there, and even though it's a humongous open area over there, you look at it and say, well, it's not like a Shuti Yachid. The thing is, 50 acres. There's a tremendous amount of it. Doesn't matter. Walls. The walls make it a Shuti Yachid. The Deoraita. And that's exactly what Rabbi Shem wanted to say to the Mishnah over there in Taharot. Mishnah Bedin that said you have a field with that's considered Reshut Yachid Shabbat. Is it Reshut Yachid? We call it a Karmelit. Ah, there's walls over there. Ah, walls make a Reshut Yachid. So Gemara says Mishnah Rav Ashi Lo Amar Kedeula El Aula Maitama Lo Amar Kishmate, which means I understand why Rav Ashi didn't want to say like Ula's answer, because Ula's answer is a dohak. The Mishnah in Tarot says it's a Reshut Yachid the Bika. What did Ula say? Lavdafka Reshutei means it's not a Reshut Rabin. It's a dohak. So I understand why Rav Ashi did not want to say like Ula's answer. But why didn't Ula want to say like himself? Because he himself is the one that taught if you have walls, walls make a Reshut Yachid. So Ula could have said like Rav Ashi. Ula could have said the case over this one with his walls. Amanach idi itla mechisot bekaa karila kapetki. Because we have terminology. A valley that has walls around it is not called a valley anymore. In halachic terms, it's called a karpef. But that Mishnah ben Taro called it a beka. So therefore, what are you telling me? Well, it's walls. What is it, walls? If there was walls, we would have called it a karpef. So we don't accept that that ukimta. The Gemara says, Rav Ashi says, very nice. But what do you do with the words? The words say, Reshut Yachid. And you want to tell me that Reshut Yachid just means, no, it's really a Karmelit. So each rabbi's a midayek on a certain point, and therefore that causes him to say his answer. Ula can't get past the fact that this is the word Bika. Bika means Bika. Therefore there cannot be walls. Rav Ashi says, leave it. Bika, not Bika. This is Reshut Yachid. Reshut Yachid, you're telling me Reshut Yachid means a Karmelit? So therefore he had to explain we had walls on, therefore to make it Reshut Yachid. So Gemara says, now in that Braita, if you remember, the Braita said, and you just want to read that she's here. Ula de amar amai karila reshut yachid. My tama lo amar kegon di itle mechisot. Why did you say this mechisot? The reshut yachid gemura kamar. The rezil batal shmar. Then go after his own hadush. He's the one that told us that his walls is reshut yachid. The Rav Ashi amar lecha reshut yachid ketani. The karmelit lo karila tani reshut yachid. The tana is not going to call reshut yachid karmelit reshut yachid. Okay, very good. Comes Gemara and says, we learned in the Braita, the Yam, that's the ocean, the Bik'ah, the Estaveniyot, that's the benches in front of the stores, and what, the Karmelit, and the Karmelit. Zumra says, Atu kul hunami, lav Karmelitinu. By adding a Karmelit into the list of items, sounds like the other items are not Karmelits. But they are Karmelits. Tell me, this item, the Yam, and the Bik'ah, and the Estaveniyot, and the Karmelit. What is it? And the Karmelit. All these things are Karmelits. What are you throwing the word Karmelit for? Karmelit, all these items are not Karmelits. What it says, Ki atar avdimi, Amar Rabbi Yohanan, it's from Eretz Yisrael, Lo nesrecha ela, Keren zavit asemucha, Lershut Rabbin, De'af al gav, De'zemnin, De'dachake be'rabbin, Va'ile legava, Kevan de'loni ha'atash mishte, Ki Karmelit dame. Oh, you know what the hadush of Karmelit was? Of course all the cases are Karmelit, but the Karmelit is coming to teach a big hadush. And look, Hashem, we have pictures over here. The case is like this. You have houses. The houses are opened up to the Reshut Terabim. So clearly in the street over here, it's the Reshut Terabim. But one of the houses is set back. And therefore you have a open area in front of the house. We'll call that Keren Zavit. It makes like a little pocket inside over here. Now how do you treat this area over in front of the house? Now you could argue and say it's a Reshut Terabim. Because look now, the Reshut Terabim now is... it's access to it, it's open to it. But I say, no, that's it. It's not the normal usage. When people are walking in the Reshut Terabim, they don't veer off into this little corner area over here. It's off the path. Now, you can't call this Reshut Yachid, but because it has no walls, and it's not secured. So therefore, this is the Hadush over there, it's a Karmelit. The word Karmelit in the Braita was coming to add this case over here that has a deed of Karmelit and not Reshut Yachid. Look at that, see? He says, "Lo nitzlecha karmelit ektani ela leesufe karmelit ahariti." What's the karmelit? And other karmelit kegon keren zavit shenichnas bo bay letocho veniach mekarkaol reshut rabim. Lo nichat tashmishte. It's not comfortable for the rabim to to use it or to access it. She'en yichudim mikanes la lehedya derech elucho. Now, when you're walking, you don't hit that spot unless you make a left turn or a right turn into the guy's front yard. Inameh bayit shepanav omed ba'alachson. And she gives a different interpretation. We have a house that instead of being straight, it's on a tilt. She's a bito achatz mukhal shut rabim, but she's a mishukam shut rabim with the thing with Zavita bolet, ma'akevet rabim, and he can't speak head jam bito kinisha. That's the picture here. See this picture over here? You see the house? The house is on a tilt. And therefore, you have the shut rabim on each side of it. But since that was on a tilt, on a alakson, it's not easy for the rabim to access these side shut rabims. You know, you have to walk into it, into the corner and out of the corner. That's why this is Mashwa Zavit. It's Mashwa made a corner. So therefore, either way, these two areas are going to be considered a Kalamidi. You see the case over here where the house is on a slope? So it's a slope. It has a straight and it has on a tilt. And therefore, it creates two Neshutan Abims next to it, but it's really not a Neshutan Abim. Because it's not accessible for the Neshutan Abim in a natural way. Comes Gemara and says, now we learned in the Braita above, Pelatia. What is Pelatia? Pelatia, we said, is the open area where the people gather for business. And that's an area that had a din of a reshut harabim. Now the Gemara is going to say Pelatia sometimes is a Karmelit. Remember we took Seratia and Pelatia. Seratia was what? Seratia was the highway, the open highway that you travel from one city to another city. That was said as the Shutan Abim. And Pelatia was the marketplace. So comes the Gemara and says, Ki ata Ravdimi. Ravdimi came from Eretz Israel. Amar Rabbi Yohanan ben Amudin. Between the poles that are in this courtyard over here of the city, that's where the people come to do business, and they hang up their wares on these poles that were set up, you know, their trinkets. Nidon ke Karmelit. In between the poles, Avedin of a Karmelit. My tama, afagab de darsi barabim. Even though the people walk between the poles, I mean, everybody's shopping. Kevan de lo mistagelehu behedya. Since they can't walk straight, I mean, this pole's blocking them, so they have to, you know, walk zigzagging amongst the poles. Ke Karmelit damya. Now, one this thing, the shoot of Abim is mamash open area where the flow of traffic is unobstructed. But if you have a case over here, and here's the case over here of the Pelatia, you see they're showing these poles, these amudim that are hung up here, and the people are hanging up their you know, their socks on it and their trinkets, whatever they're selling on it over here, and in between the amudim, although people walk through it, it's going to be considered like a karmelit. Then amudim shayu amudim berchaba betodim behem atgarim pragmatia. Pragmatia is their wares. Vegam etzteba hayu defnem neshev tagarim. Now the etzteba is the benches. The benches were in front. That's where the merchants used to sit, in front of the poles. So what you're calling it a karmeli. Comes the Gemara and says lo mistagel chrashi lo mistagel obehedya. שהיו עמודים מרבה באורך ורוחה בזה שלא כנגד זה. They weren't only in a row. If they were in a row, so then you have streets, you can go in and out. It's like an aisle. It wasn't like an aisle. They were zigzagged. So therefore, it's like a maze. You couldn't walk straight. You walk straight, you'd be walking to a pole. So you're constantly weaving in and out of the... So that's the din of a Karmelit. Karmelit damya. Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, it's tabat. Shelifnei amudim nidon to karmelit. The etzteba, the benches that also were in front of the poles, also has a din of a karmelit. So the Gemara says, Leman de amar ben amudim kol sheken etzteba. If you say that even between the amudim is considered a karmelit, certainly the etzteba is going to be considered. Which is a chadush to say ben amudim. Ben amudim people are Walking. You tell me even that spot where people are walking is Karmeli? So of course you can hit Steba, which is just a block, a bench, for sure. However, the man de Amar Itzteba, but the opinion that says no, the Itzteba is the Karmeli, Itzteba who de lo nihat tashmishte. Right, the people don't jump over a bench. However, Ava ben Amudim de nihat tashmishte lo. So come to have a machloket ben Amudim. How are you going to consider it? Is it considered accessible to the Nabim in an easy way? Never to the Nabim or not? Gemara says the Shna Harina. We have another version over here between Itzteba and Amudim. Aval ben Amudim de Zimnim de Darsi le Rabim Kirshu ta Rabim Damya. Ah, Itzteba is going to be considered a Karmelit. But Ben Amudim, the people jumped, they skipped through it, they hopped through it. That's going to be considered a Neshut Harabim. Amar Abba Bar Shila Amar Rav Chasda. Okay, next case. Levena. What is it, Levena? A brick. Zekufa Bereshut Harabim. You have a brick that's just lying in the Neshut Harabim. And what happened now? The Zarak. You threw an item. You threw an item for Amot in the Reshut Rabim. You cannot throw something for Amot in the Reshut Rabim, correct? Where did it land? Betach befaneha. It landed on the front of the brick. Not that you need a picture for this, but here's a brick. Okay? Now you understand what a brick is? And this is the Reshut Rabim. Okay? So it could either land on top of the brick, or it can land on the face of the brick. The face of the brick is the side of the brick. So what's the deen? How do you look at the levena? So the deen is vezarak v'tach b'faneha. Now how's it going to stick? Stam, how does something stick? Oh, very big. Silly putty. So they didn't have silly putty in the times of the Gemara. They had a fig. Okay? So they threw a fig or a date that's sticky, and it stuck to the case. Hayav. Why hayav? Because the face of the brick we consider like a Reshut Rabim. However, al gaba patur, if it landed on top, patur, because on top it's its own place, and we'll see why. So it depends where the fig landed. Dashi. Vetach al panea kegon devela shemena o tit. Either one. Hayav im zarak dal ramod avi kimunach b'Reshut Rabim. דחול למטה מעשרה רשות הרבים הוא ובלבד שינוח למטה משלושה דהווה קרקע או באוויר כי הד נדבקה בכותל וכתאמינם לבניתים לכמן הזורק דלר עמות בכותל למטה מעשרה תפחים כזורק בארץ וחייב. We say the side of the brick is considered like רשות Arabim. And where do you have to throw it to? So Rashi says that anything that's within 10 tefachim of the ground has a din of Reshut Harabim. Reshut Harabim goes up how far? 10 tefachim high. Once you get above 10 tefachim Reshut Harabim, you're already in a Mekom Petur, you're in a Petur zone. So you have to throw it within less than 10 tefachim for it. And where did it land on the wall? But Rashi says, Ubevad Shiyanuach Lemata Mishlosha. It has to land less than 3 to the ground. So hit the wall at a low point to the ground. That's like a karka. Or be'avir ki had in the big pekot. Or it landed in the air. In this case, it's really landing in the air because when it lands on the wall, it's in the airspace. It didn't touch the ground of the Reshut Rabim, but it's okay.
3 from the ground. Then what's the? I mean, below 10, it's hayav, but 3 from the ground is hayav minyan.
Because it didn't land in the Reshut Rabim. So it has to land within 3 of the Reshut Rabim to be considered Reshut Rabim.
And below 10 is what then?
Oh, so continue reading Rashi. Uchamil Hazulek Dalar Amot Bakotel. Look at Rashi now. Lemata Ma'asara Tefachayim. Here it says Lemata Ma'asara Tefachayim. If you do it less than that Tefachayim, Kizorek Ba'aras Behayav. Vichi Amar Lemata Ma'asara Berochav Dalid. If we said above, we're going to say, Lemata Ma'asara, if you threw it less than 10 tefachim, Berochav Dalid, and it's the size of the item that you threw it on is the width of 4 tefachim, Karmelit, Uksheen Rachav Arba'a, and if it's less than 4, Makom Petur, Now, what do you mean? You're telling me that this brick over here is reshut rabim, but another place we say that if it's wide, 4 to 5 mezadina bay, karmelit. Now you tell me the brick is the reshut rabim. Make up your mind. So the Gemara says, "Hainu b'tashmish mesuyam kegon gav levena, the top of a brick, the rosh kotel o amud." Which means when it has a specific function, it's a top of something where you place things on it, or it's a place where you can rest things on it, no problem. But avir, but airspace, kegon pene hakotel, the front of the wall. Nobody uses the front of the wall for anything. Where you don't put things on the front of a wall. A guy's a fig. I fig somewhere. What do you usually put? You put it on top. You don't stick it on the side of the wall. The side of the wall normally is not a place that has a functionality. It's not going to make its own deshut. It's amazing how Dusha she's saying. She's saying something that's functional can create its own deshut, but something that's not functional is batel to deshut that it's in. So the side of a wall, you don't use the side of a wall. You put things on the side of the wall, fall right down. So then it becomes batel to the neshut that it is then. But the top can be its own neshut. Why? Because the top you put things on, it has it's flat, you can use it. Ela ilimata ma'asarahu, abi neshut terabim gamul. On the side of the wall, if it's less than 10 tefachim, it follows the laws of neshut terabim. Vilimala ma'asarahu, the laws of tabarabim. And if it's above 10 tefachim, on the side of the wall, where people usually don't go above 10 tefachim, so then already, havi avira ba'alma mekom pilukit nanamah masad rikus ik ba'avir upatur. Good, so why did she say it has to go less than 3? Chaurat let it go less than 10. Kegon devela shemena hayav ibzarak dalet amot tarik ha-roshut rabim dechon lemata ma'asad roshut rabimu ubevad shiyanuah lemata meshlosha. It's not considered a hanaha on the side of a wall. Side of a wall is airspace, by the way. Forget about the, imagine there's no wall over there. We have to look at it as if it's just suspended in midair. So if it's suspended in midair, so we're going to consider it what? If it's within 3 of the ground, it's like it landed on the ground. It has to be less than 10 behind the brick itself to be considered a shuta rabim.
Right.
But in this case over here, since it's not landing on the ground of the shuta rabim.
So if it sticks to the wall above 3, it's...
Right, it's an airspace of above 3. The wall itself is not... It's airspace. It's airspace. It's airspace. It's not considered munah. It is a shuta rabim. Mm-hmm. Right, it's the airspace of a shuta rabim.
But it's not nah.
But it's not nah. Yeah, 3 is nah. So 3 you need for resting. Above 3, you're right. Where did this land? Land in the airspace of the Shuta Rabim. No problem. Airspace means nothing. To be Hayav, Dalad Amot, it's got to land somewhere. It's got to land on something. So it lands on the top. Okay, no problem. That's considered Tashmish there. But if it's landing on the side of the wall, that's like Avir Shuta Rabim. It's above the Shuta Rabim. I said within 3. Well, it's within
3.
Maybe they're going to say it. Maybe they're going to talk about that. That's what Rashi means over here. That's what Rashi means over here. Continue. Give what I was going to say. Gemara says, "Amar Rava deber of Shila ki at." No, I skipped. Amar Abaye ben Rava, David Tervayu, who shegavoa shelosha de nodar sile Rabbi. Oh, what are we talking over there? That which we said that on the gav of the levena, right? We said if you throw it on the lens on top of the levena, you're going to be patur. How high is the top of the levena? It's more than 3 tefachim from the ground. Oh, so why does the top of the brick not going to be hayav? Because people do not trample on something that's above 3 tefachim in the reshut rabim. That's a low item. You step on it. Thorns, thistles, things like that. You trample them. But a brick that's 3 tefachim in the reshut rabim, the top of this brick over here, People don't trample. So therefore, doesn't have a din of neshut rabbim. So again, Amar Yemei Rabbi David Tavai Behu Shigavoa Shloshah Delo Dalsi La Rabbim. Aval Hizmi Behigi. Hizmi Behigi is stones. Stones, thistles, bushes that are in the neshut rabbim. Afal Gav Delo Givihi Shloshah. Even though they're not Shloshah. Why? Because on thorns, people are not going to jump on thorns even if they're less than Shelosha. They don't want to get, pricked in their feet. So therefore, even less than three, which is a big Hadushim now. For the shooter, we're seeing it has to be accessible. People have to be able to go through it. B'chaya barav amar afilu izme behege. Even as maybe it gets considered a shoot to the beam if it's less than three, because people will trample on it. About tzoah, nobody's walking through tzoah, even if it's less than three.
So you consider it
a kabbalit?
Is that what they're saying?
Yeah. About tzoah, lo. The Rav Asher amar tzoah. That's good. Even tzoah that's less than three is considered a shoot to the beam. Nafkamina, you have to know nafkamina. A guy threw something, I threw a ball and it shoot to the beam. It landed on top of the tzoah. So the tzoah is less than three. Okay? The first rabbi would tell you it's a karmelit. Why? People don't step on tzoah. The rabbim circumvented, they go around it. So if it's not considered rabbim, so you'd be patur. You didn't throw four, what they shoot to the beam. The other rabbi says, that's less than three. That's less than three. Okay, tzoah, his me vehigil, the stuff over there. Gonna be chayav. Amar Rabba, the bear be shela ki ata rabdimi Amar Rabbi Yohanan en karmelit pechuta me arba'a. That a karmelit is not less than four tefachim wide, which means it's gotta be at least 4x4 tefachim. And if it doesn't have the shiur over here, it's a makom patur. And therefore, you'll be allowed to go from a shute abim to it or a shute ayin. It's gotta be a certain shiur to be considered a kamidi. Look at Rashi. Let's catch up. Al gaba patur. Second line. Kedemu kila abayev alaba begavau agimal. Why on top of it is patur? Because it's three high. They're not dalsi by rabim, they have makom na'atzmo. Hizmi, rutsa, higi, okay, good. Afa gav delo gavu agimal, have makom patur la'atzmo. Why these things have a considered makom patur? They're not dalsi by rabim, ale shelo yazuku. Nobody wants to step on the throne so they don't get damaged. Afilu hizmi vehigi, the dalsi alev is under the hand. With shoes, you'll walk on thorns. You're right, a guy barefoot's not going to walk on thorns, but if it's less than three, with shoes on, he'll step on it. About tzoah, even with shoes, they're not walking on it over there. Alpha gav de lo gavu, lo darsi alev. Rav Asher amar afilu tzoah, en karmi pe'otam bedalet rochav. Ve'i lo makom patur muta l'ketena nosim misham l'shut rabim v'l'shut yachid. Ve'amar rav sheshat v'tofeset ad asara. That the karmelit goes up to asara. The shiurim, the height of it, is up to asara. We'll see exactly what this means. My ad asara. What does it mean? Tofeset ad asara. The karmelit can be at least four wide in order to be considered a karmelit, and it goes up to 10. What's that case? My betofes asraili ma diika mechisa asara. If the wall is 10 to 5 high, who the habi karmelit? For example, it's a bekah that has a fence around it. And then the wall is more than 10 tefachim, so that already is considered a karmelit. Ve'ilo lo avi karmelit. But if the wall is not 10 tefachim high, then inside of it's not going to be considered a karmelit. What did you mean when you say to face asara? Maybe you're talking about the wall. You walled a bekah. So if the wall of the bekah is 10 tefachim high, we're going to treat what's inside a karmelit. But if the wall is not asara, we're not going to treat it a karmelit. That cannot be so. Amar Rav Gidal, Amar Rav Chaya bar Yosef, Amar Rav Bayit she'en betocho asara. You have a tiny house. Doesn't even have 10 tefachim inside the airspace of the house. V'kiruyo mashlimo l'asara. The thickness of the roof makes it up to 10 tefachim. Al gago. And what? Mashlimo l'asara. Al gago. Let's say on top of the roof. On top of the roof where it's 10 tefachim from the ground. Mutar l'taltel b'chulo. You're allowed to carry inside, betocho en metaltel bo ela arba amot, which means you have a case over here inside the house where it's less than 10 tefachim. The walls are not 10 tefachim. The walls inside the house are less than 10 tefachim. And what does it say inside the house over there? It's not a reshut yachid. You can't carry inside the house. So you can't tell me that if you have walls that are asarat tefachim, it's a karmelit. I'm showing you a case over here that you have a house and the walls are less than 10 tefachim, and still you tell me you can't carry inside. If it was a reshut tefachim, you can carry inside the house. So what do you see? Even less than 10 tefachim, you have a midget house. It's tiny house over there. From the ground to the roof, you don't have 10 tefachim. That means what? The walls are less than 10 tefachim. And what is it saying in that house over there? Could you carry in the house? You can't carry in the house. Why can't you carry in the house? Because it's a din of a karmelit. You can't carry four amot than eight. Karmelit. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Elima di'ika mechitza yud. Kegon, bik'ah hamukefet gader. You have a bik'ah that has a gader. What do you call it? A fence. והיא יתרה על בית סתיים ולא הוקפה דדירה וכירויה משלימה ובו יקירה על גגות וגבוה יורה ורשות יחיד. So the roof itself is a shut yachid. We're not talking about the roof. So the Gemara says, what are you telling me when it means אין משלימו לעשרה אלא מי ותופסת עד עשרה תעד עשרה הוא דהב יקרמלית למעלה מעשרה תפחים לא אהבה קרמלית, which means the law of the קרמלית only goes up to 10 תפחים from the ground. However, above 10 tefachim from the ground is a mekom petur. So now we're learning a little more about the size of the karmelit. For a karmelit to be a karmelit, it's got to have at least 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim in width, and it has to be at least within 10 tefachim of the ground. The tofeset ad asara, it's tofes makom ad asara. But once it's already above asara tefachim, that's already in a mekom petur. Ki ha de amar de Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda shinina. What's a shinina? Young sharp one. Lo tehve b'mile de shabeta lema'ala me'asara, which means when it gets to things above 10 tefachim, don't waste your time in learning the laws of Shabbat above 10 tefachim. There's no hotza above 10 tefachim. It's nothing to talk about, because there's no din of vishuyot. When you're learning the laws of hotza, don't bog yourself down with stuff that's above 10 tefachim, because above 10 tefachim is not going to be, if it's a shuta that being above 10 tefachim is mekom petur, and a karmelit above 10 tefachim it's also going to be a mekom petur. So when you're learning the laws of hotza, keep everything below 10. That's she. Oh, continue first to see what he was telling him. The Gemara says, "De ma'il cheta." What was he telling him? That keep everything below 10. Ilima de'en reshuti yachid emal ma'asara. That can't be. Maybe he was telling him for the Shuti Yachid, that when you're studying the laws of the Shuti Yachid, keep your halakhot below 10. It's not so. There are amar of chazda na'atz kanei b'Shuti Yachid. A guy put a pole into the Shuti Yachid. V'zarak v'nach al gabav. The guy threw something from the Shuti Rabbim and landed on top of the pole. The pole's 50 feet high. Afilu gavua me'amah. It's 100 amah high. Hayav v'ptesh the Shuti Yachid ola ad rakia. The shut yachid goes all the way up to the sky, so you don't have to keep your 10 tefachim rule in the shut hayachid, because the shut yachid, the law is, it goes all the way up to the shamayim. So therefore, must be he was telling him what? Ela de'ed reshut rabim lema'ala ma'asara. He was telling him the shut rabim you don't have to worry about above asara. Can't be either. It's a befilush mishnah manitini detan azorek arba amot bakotel lema'ala ma'asara tefachim kezorek ba'avir lema'ata ma'asara tefachim kezorek ba'aris. Befilush, you're throwing something in the shut rabim, if it lands higher than 10 tefachim on the wall, so then it's considered patur, because it's higher than 10. So the shut rabim doesn't go above 10. Lower than 10, so then already you have issues. Because lower than 10 already have the din of the shut rabim. Oh, so then what was he telling him? Beferush Mishnah, he doesn't have to tell him. The shut yachid is wrong, because the shut goes up to the sky. Eh, la karmelit. And karmelit, ma'ala ma'asara. There you go. He must have been telling him the karmelit rule. Ela de'en aviv ishut rabim ma'ala ma'asara. That I reckon patur. But nitini. Hazorek down amot amirim nashim ishut rabim v'nidbak bekot ekon debera shim enak bukat kamad gezorek ba'avir u'patur. Te'la b'ishut rabim namid. B'ishut rabim namid u'avir ela davar mesuyam v'rachav arba'a. Gezorek ba'aris v'chayav. Be'avir ishut rabim meshenach mashu havi anaha. ונודע מלנח הדבר מסוים למטה מעשרה, דהי חשוב למביא רשות חשוב לעצמו, או כרמלית או מקום פתור, ולא אביה הנחה ברשות הרבים. So we said, it depends if it lands on top of the brick, which is called במקום מסוים, or lands on the side. On the top is a carmelit. On the side of it over there, it's not a concern of במקום מסוים. It's not a place that's used for anything functional. Therefore, has a din of reshut rabim. But when does it have a din of reshut rabim? Lemata na'asara. Beneath 10. Above 10, it's considered mekom pitur. So what was he telling him? Don't study the laws of Shabbat above 10. I must be telling him legabe a karmelit. The Gemara says that what we said that a karmelit got to be 4 tefachim wide. So now we're learning laws now of a karmelit. It's got to be 4 tefachim wide minimum, and it's got to be within 10 tefachim of the ground. So the Gemara says va'akilu ba rabbanam. Karmelit is not an isu d'oraita. Only the Reshut HaRabim and Reshut Yahid is the Reshut HaRaita. Karmelit is the Shi'ur of the Rabbanam. V'akilu ba-Rabbanam nekule Reshut Yahid, nekule Reshut HaRabim. We gave it the leniencies of both domains. How? Nekule Reshut Yahid. What's the leniency of Reshut Yahid? The I'ika makom arba'a. If it has 4 tefahim, who the Abiyah Karmelit? Then we're going to treat the Karmelit the Ilo, and if it doesn't have 4x4 tefahim, mekom petur be'almahu. And therefore, you can go from Reshut HaRabim into it, and you can go out to Reshut Yahid, no problem. Mekule Reshut HaRabim, the Ad Asara tefahim, who the Abiyah Karmelit, and Malam Asara tefahim, who the Abiyah Karmelit. So we took the leniencies of both. What's the Shur of Reshut Yahid? The Shur of Reshut Yahid is 4 tefahim. What we just learned about the Reshut HaRabim? The Reshut HaRabim only goes up to 10. So we took the leniency of the Reshut Yahid to say that if it's less than 4 tefahim, it's not going to have a din of a karmelit, just like a Reshut Yahid. And we took the leniency of the Reshut HaRabim that what? That above 10 is going to be patur. We could have taken the stringency of the Reshut Yahid. Because the Reshut Yahid goes up to above 10. We didn't take that would have been a stringency. If I would have told you that the Reshut HaKarmelit goes above 10, that's not being lenient, that's being strict. I took the leniency. What's the leniency of the Karmelit? The leniency of the Reshut HaRabim is what? Height. That I limited it to 10 tefachim. And what's the leniency the Gabe the width? It's got to be 4 tefachim. Could be in the Reshut HaRabim, you don't need a width. Could be anything that's in the Reshut HaRabim is considered a shi'ur. So I gave you the leniency of width to call it a karmelit, the leniency of height. That's she. Ba'akilu barabanan. De'ail ka'e. Adrav dimi v'rav sheshad. De'akilu barabanan b'karmelit. We will lean on a karmelit to ir v'surah b'drabanan. The whole thing is b'drabanan. Mikole Reshut Yahid v'Reshut HaRabim. Rav dimi ashmi'ina mikole Reshut Yahid. Ki hechid Reshut Yahid. Just like Reshut Yahid. Lete pachot meddamea, pachot meddamea, pachot da'at, less than 4. Damechnish Reshut HaRabim ala patur. If you go from Reshut HaRabim on something that's less than 4, you can be patur. Karmelit tame. Lo ave. And he was talking to consider me karmelit as well. Umutal lechetayla lechnis meshut rabim or meshut rabim, which means less than 4. It's not considered shut ta'id, and we're not going to consider it a karmelit as well. And therefore, if you went from the shut rabim into it, you have no problem. The Rav Sheshat was meaning the kulei the shut rabim. Namei akilu ale deina tofesim bavin amala maasak the shut ta'id lamata maasak the chukeh ke Torah the shut rabim. Now we have to understand where is this karmelit going to be. Which means now that you're telling me that it has to be at least 4 tefachim wide, and it has to be within at least 10 tefachim high.
Definitely not a reshut yahid.
Itself, we said the size is what? Has to be at least 4, and it has to be 10 tefachim high. And now you're telling me that's basically a karmelit. It's got to be 4, and it goes up to 10. So you have to see where exactly this measurement is going to be. If it's a Reshut Yahid, regular Reshut Yahid is a Reshut Yahid. Give me a case where you have a Karmelit this side that's not called a Reshut Yahid. Okay, we'll see. One more piece in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Gufa. Amar Rav Gidal, Amar Rav Chaya Bar Yosef, Amar Rav Bayit She'en Tocho Asara V'Kiruyo Mashlimo La'Asara. What happens? You have a house, a small house, the midget house. The airspace from the floor to the ceiling is not 10 tefachim. But the thickness of the ceiling itself, the roof, will mashlim it to asara. So al gago, on the roof itself, and the roof itself, we're going to consider it a reshut yachid. Yeah, no, because the roof itself, what happens is, here's the roof, right? So the roof has walls going up. The walls already go above, a little onto the roof. So we have a law called Gud Asik. Gud Asik means that we consider the walls go all the way up to the Shamayim. And therefore you have walls in the mansion, four walls on top. So on the roof itself, you're good. Because you have Mechitzot, Asara, it has four Tefahim area. So the roof itself is Veshut Yachid. But the house itself, it's tiny. It doesn't have 10 Tefahim. So the deen is, Al Gago Umutad משלימו לעשרה, על גגו מותר לטלטל בחולו, בתוכו אין מטלטלים בו אלא 400. On the roof you can carry as much as you want, because the roof is a רשות יחיד. The roof you can carry as much as you want, there's no limits on the רשות יחיד. Right, can I carry on the roof? Yes. In the house can I carry? No, why? כרמלית. Why is it a כרמלית? No, it doesn't have 10 tefachim walls. So therefore, it's four wide in the house. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbeye, V'im hakak bo arba'a al arba'a v'shlimo la'asara mutar l'taltel b'tocho b'ay ta'ama havi chore reshut yachid v'ore reshut yachid k'reshut yachid amun. What the guy do? The guy over here wants to turn his house, his midget house, into a reshut yachid. Now, why is it a karmelit at this point? Because it doesn't have 10 high. And you told me before that for a karmelit to be a karmelit, it has to be 10. It has to be 10. Within 10. And this case over here is what? This is within 10. Well, so why? So therefore, since it's within 10, you can't carry inside of it. The reshut yachid is 10. The reshut yachid is 10. That's why the roof is 10. How's the roof 10? Because the walls are imaginary, go all the way up. So if they go all the way up, you have 10. So then we have 10 by 4. 4 tefachim wide on the roof. So if it's the reshut yachid, can I carry on the roof as much as I want? Yes. How do I turn my house now? I can't break the roof, but I can dig. I can dig.
Didn't we set the roof with mashlim at the 10?
Yeah, but that's that's for going
in the thickness of the
thickness of the wall.
Right, so let's say it was 9 and the roof was 1.
You're right, but that's not going to help me from inside. It helps me outside on top of it. That's not going to help me underneath it. Underneath it, I'm only 9, so I'm a karmelit. So if I'm a karmelit, how do I do it? You dig. What do I dig? Dig down. So if I dig down 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, how much do I have to dig down? Tefach. So once I dig down a tefah, so now I got 4 tefahim by 4 tefahim. And now count from the bottom of the ditch all the way up to the roof. I have 10 by 4 by 4. So you turn the shoot down, then you can carry throughout it. Give me a solution how to turn your karmelit into a rashi. Hakakbo. Bekarkabai, beim sa'uta. Oh, look at this here. In the middle. Arba'a be'orech ve'rochav. Vishlimo. Now you didn't go from wall to wall. You didn't go from wall to wall. You went in the middle of the floor there. It is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. You dug a whole 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Vishlimo b'mkom hakak lechalal yud gavoh ad akirun na'asa kol habayit kulo chore reshutim kemo kotle reshut yachid ubem chorin klepe reshut yachid shem k'reshut yachid v'ani nami kivan deneged hakak reshut yachid gamur ina chavi peot shem tashmish reshut yachid. I do it like this. You have this hole over here. Okay? The 4x4 hole. Now, over here you didn't dig. Over here you didn't dig. Doesn't matter. They become chore reshut yachid. That since they're accessories or connected to the reshut yachid that you've done, so they're the din of reshut yachid. So you can carry, not only, you don't have to, you can only carry the whole 4x4 frame, is where is the guy carry? No, the Hadush guy can carry from wall to wall in the house. We didn't discuss the size of the house. The width of the house could be, 20 and more wide. I don't care how big the house. We're discussing the height. So now, how do I turn it to reshut yachid? You just dig a 4x4 thing. Now, from the hole to the top is 10x4. That's the reshut yachid. And the sides become sider reshut yachid. Or chore reshut yachid. The sides of the reshut yachid have a din of reshut yachid. And therefore, that's the way you can carry throughout. you probably should have a picture in that book over there. What the office is? Zion. Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Here's your midget house. You see, you dug a pit in the middle of the living room over here, 4x4. Now, your hadushes you can carry even on the outside of the pit. Now, if you count from the floor to the top, it's less than that. There was a karmelit over here. Here is a karmelit. Only here is Neshuti Yachid. Kamash Ma'alan, that there's a new law that says that the size of the Neshuti Yachid, Abedin Avei, Neshuti Yachid, we can carry within the whole house. Okay, so now already we're understanding from a Neshuti Yachid, the Neshuti has to have 10. Karmelit is less than 10. Oh, so now we're a little clearer on the shuriyot. Once you get to 10x4, you have a neshuti yachid status. Less than 10, but with the shiur of 4, that already is a din of a karmelit. Okay. Above 10, a kompetur. That was the kula of the shuta rabin.
Less than 4.
And less than 4 is not going to be considered the shuta karmelit. Exactly. Less than 4 wide, we're taking the kulot of the shuta yachid. And higher than 10, it's not going to be a karmelit as well. That was on a wall. That was a different thing. That was on the side of a wall in order to be considered resting on the ground. Just go one more line. The itmar, chore reshut yachid, kirshut yachid damu, chore reshut rabim. So chore reshut yachid is like these protrusions that come out of the reshut yachid. So they, like this case over here, this is going to be considered like chore reshut yachid. But these actually, he shows a picture over here. You have a reshut yachid over here. It's 4 wide and it's 10 high. And you have like holes, right? Protrusion, not protrusions. Chorim is holes. Like, no, it can be on both sides. He's just giving you the case of chore. Chore is plural. Chore is shuti yachid. This is 4 wide and goes 10 high. So the middle is the shuti yachid. The side don't have the depth. But it doesn't matter. That since the middle has the depth, the side, you know, don't have the depth, are considered the shoot hayachid. So chore reshut yachid is considered the shoot hayachid. This can't think of a practical case that we would have in life. Chore reshut yachid. I'm sure there's a case that we could think of something that's deep in one area and then the sides are elevated. So the sides are going to be considered the shoot yachid as well, even though they don't have the depth. Now, what about chore reshut harabim? Take the same case of the shoot harabim, the sides of the shoot harabim. So that's the machloket. Chore reshut harabim, an empty indoor pool. An empty indoor pool.
And the wall is less than 10.
On the side of the pool,
right?
But the pool itself, the depth goes all the way up. The pool, because the bottom of the pool is empty. Okay, happens. Okay, Abaye Amar Kirshut Rabim Damu, and Abba Amar Lav Kirshut Rabim Damu. Okay, that's another din over there. The Chure Kirshut Rabim. Tomorrow, B'zat Hashem, we'll continue on the subject of Chure. But again, let's review what we benefited from our Gemara here today. The Hadushim that come out of our Gemara are, number one, we're learning the power of walls. Walls have the ability to turn even the biggest field into a Reshut Yachid, if you have Mechitzot. That was the law of the Bek'ah. Even though there was no residency, even though it's 60 kor of 60 se'ah of size, that was the first hadush that we learned. We also learned hadush on a size of a karmelit, that a karmelit is less than 10 tefachim, it has to be 4 tefachim wide. We also learned the concept of chure reshut hayachid, that in a house, that so long as part of it is considered the shi'ud, the sides of it become the shi'ud as well. Nafkamei, you can carry in the whole
in the whole zone. When it comes to Rishut Rabim areas like that, we'll see that that's a subject to a machlok. Those are the basic rules that come out of today's Gemara.